Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. Welcome to our program Nowruz, which literally means a new day. Nowruz is the Iranian New Year, which is celebrated each year on the first day of spring. In today's program, we look at customs and traditions of Nowruz in many countries. We look at how different peoples and nations celebrate Nowruz. Stay with us. In our last program, we talked of the geography of Nowruz. This ancient festivity of Iranian origin is celebrated in a vast region, from the fringes of China to Central Asia, from Anatolia to Mesopotamia, and from the Caucasus to the Indian Ocean. Nowruz is an official public holiday in the Islamic Republic of Iran, also in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, the Republic of Azerbaijan, in Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, in Pakistan, in India, and in Albania. In all these countries, this public holiday is known as Nowruz. There are also quite a few countries where Nowruz is unofficially celebrated by at least a section of the population. In some of these countries, although Nowruz is not an official holiday, large numbers of people nonetheless do celebrate Nowruz. For example, we can mention Syria and Turkey. Although Nowruz is not public holiday in either Syria or Turkey, the Kurds of Syria and the Kurds of Turkey celebrate Nowruz and have done so since ancient times. The longevity of Nowruz is due to the many socially valuable customs and traditions which are associated with this festivity, as well as Nowruz's close connection to nature and to spring. For example, the tradition of visiting the elder members of your family during Nowruz is beneficial not just for the individual and families concerned, but it is also beneficial for society as a whole. The customs and traditions of Nowruz are somewhat different from nation to nation and from people to people, but there are also many similarities as well. Let us now take a closer look at customs and traditions of Nowruz in various nations. The Islamic Republic of Iran is home to many different ethnic and linguistic groups and religions. For example, there are Turks, Kurds, Lors, Baluch, Fars, Gilak, Arabs, and various other ethnicities living in Iran. But all of these different ethnic and linguistic groups celebrate Nowruz in a very similar manner, observing identical or very similar customs and traditions. Thus, Nowruz has always been a unifying factor in Iran, bringing all Iranians together. There are many customs and traditions associated with Nowruz in Iran, for example, buying new clothes in the run-up to Nowruz and wearing new clothes on the day of Nowruz, cleaning the house thoroughly in the run-up to Nowruz, setting the half-sin spread or the half-sin table. Traditionally, seven items which begin with the letter S are placed on a table or spread in anticipation of Nowruz. Reading the Holy Quran on the day of Nowruz, with the ushering in of the new year. Reading the poetry of Hafez, the famous Iranian poet, making sure that there are green shoots on the half-sin table or spread. Giving money to children and younger members of the family. Giving and receiving gifts to and from family members. Visiting family and relatives, particularly the elders of the family or elderly relatives, during the Nowruz holidays, it is particularly important to show your respect to elder members of your family. Walking and picnicking in nature and outdoors, this is particularly important on the 13th day of Nowruz, but it is not just limited to that day. In Iran, Nowruz symbolizes change and transformation. It is also very important to set aside differences and divisions and to renew friendships during Nowruz. Just as Iranians clean their homes and houses and apartments thoroughly in the run-up to Nowruz, they are also expected to clean their hearts from any hatred or division and to renew their friendships. This is a very important part of Nowruz, and indeed, many Iranians consider it an essential part of Nowruz. Iranians gather around a hafsin table or hafsin spread as the clock ticks away and ushers in the new year. Traditionally, seven items, which begin with the letter S, are placed on this table or spread, in addition to a mirror, the Holy Quran, and to water. It also should be noted that the hafsin is also a Nowruz tradition in the Republic of Azerbaijan and also in Afghanistan. In Kabul and in northern Afghanistan, there is a tradition of seven fruits spread or seven fruits table. Instead of placing seven items beginning with S, in northern Afghanistan, seven fruits are placed on the table. These are usually apricots, red and green raisins, almonds, pistachio nuts, and senjed, which is a type of fruit. Shiite Muslims in Pakistan also have a very similar tradition for Nowruz. They place seven dried fruits on the table spread. Since Nowruz is associated in the Indian subcontinent and in religious circles in Iran and Iraq with the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. One of the most common food items which is cooked and prepared specially for Nowruz is called samanu in Iran, and it is also called samnak, sumnak, sumlak, samani, and samaneh in other countries and lands which celebrate Nowruz. Samanu is essentially cooked with wheat germ, and it tastes sweet. In most countries which celebrate Nowruz, samanu is cooked specially for the festivity. In some countries, the cooking of samanu is undertaken collectively, with groups of women and girls cooking samanu. Sometimes the cooking takes place at night, and women and girls sing special songs as they cook. This is the case, for example, in parts of Iran, parts of Afghanistan, in Tajikistan, in Turkmenistan, and also in Uzbekistan. In Pakistan, many people celebrate Nowruz, particularly in northern Pakistan and in Sarhad province, where special religious and national customs are associated with Nowruz. In northern Pakistan and in Sarhad province, colorful flags and lights are used to decorate streets and towns. In Pakistan, Nowruz is celebrated with gatherings and parties and is called Alam Afruz, which literally means to light up the world. As Nowruz or New Day dawns, it lights up the world. In Pakistan too, just as in Iran, people clean their homes and in the run-up to Nowruz, they visit family and relatives during Nowruz, they cook special foods and sweets for Nowruz, and they give gifts and money to children and younger members of the family. As we said earlier, Nowruz is mentioned in several Islamic hadith, and for this reason, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt or the Holy Prophet's household, peace be upon them, in Pakistan, Kashmir, and parts of India, mark it as a religious festival. A hadith narrated by Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible heir to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says regarding the significance of Nowruz, "The sun attained its brightness, the wind started to blow, the ark of Prophet Noah stopped near Mount Judi and was saved from drowning. Prophet Abraham broke the idols of his community. Archangel Gabriel brought the first revelation to our Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet lifted Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib on his shoulders so that he could topple the idols from the Kaaba. And the Prophet announced Imam Ali as his successor at Qadir Khum." In another hadith of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, we read, "Today is the day on which God made a pact with his servants to to pray to him not to follow polytheism, but to follow the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt. On this day, the last Imam, the awaited Mahdi, may God hasten his return, is expected to reappear. In Tajikistan too, Nowruz is celebrated with zeal, particularly in the southeastern province of Badakhshan, where it has been celebrated for thousands of years. Nowruz is a national public holiday in Tajikistan. The Tajiks see Nowruz as the key to friendship, or the secret of friendship, and the revival of nature, animals and plants. In Tajikistan, and especially in Badakhshan province, people clean their houses. As we approach Nowruz, they dust off plates, glasses and cutlery. They also cook a variety of dishes and various sweets, especially for Nowruz. Games and sporting activities take place before and during Nowruz. These include egg games, swings and wrestling competitions of various kind. They also cook traditional foods such as rice and stews. The Tajik people also sit round the hafsin table or hafsin spread as the clock chimes in the new year. In Kazakhstan too, people celebrate Nowruz. Kazakhs believe that on the day of Nowruz, the earth is showered with blessings. As Nowruz approaches, two candles are lit in every Kazakh home, and the home is cleaned thoroughly. The Kazakh people believe that if your house is tidy and clean when the new year starts, then those who live in the house will stay healthy and will not become ill during that particular year. They also believe that a clean and tidy house at the start of the year will bring good luck for all the occupants of that particular house. On the actual day of Nowruz, the first day of spring, the Kazakh people wear new clothes, and many wear white new clothes because white is the color of happiness. The Kazakh people also visit their family, relatives and friends during the Nowruz holidays. Many famous sporting competitions also take place during Nowruz. The Kurdish people too, living in Iran, Iraq and Turkey and Syria, celebrate Nowruz with all its glory, observing all the traditions and customs of Nowruz. There are several different dialects of Kurdish. The Kurdish people have different religions, but one thing they all have in common is that the Kurds celebrate Nowruz. Traditionally, the Kurdish people light up a fire when the new year is ushered in. The fire of Nowruz is based on ancient Kurdish beliefs. Usually, the highest point in a locality is chosen to light up a fire, which of course in an urban setting means lighting a fire on the roofs of houses or apartment blocks. Many Kurds observe this tradition. For the Kurds, the day of Nowruz represents not only a day of wealth and blessing, but also a day of peace, a day of reconciliation and friendship. The Kurdish people of the city of Mardin in southern Turkey wear new clothes on the day of Nowruz and they visit family, relatives and friends on the morning of the first day of Nowruz. Later on that day, they gather in one of the main squares in the town of Mardin and celebrate Nowruz together. The Zaza Kurds of Turkey, who live mostly in eastern Anatolia and speak Zaza Kurdish, always celebrate Nowruz, which usually falls on 21st of March each year. The Zaza Kurds take part in a series of customs and rituals on the first day of Nowruz, which they call the customs and rituals of Jam. It is worth noting that music is an essential part of Nowruz customs and traditions of Zaza Kurds. With the arrival of Nowruz and spring, Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan has a different feel to it. The Uzbek people put up colorful flags and lights in all streets and cul-de-sacs of Tashkent, decorating the streets of the Uzbek capital. They wash and clean the streets as Nowruz approaches. The Uzbeks, like the other peoples of Central Asia, celebrate 21st of March each year as a day of Nowruz. They gather in parks and cultural centres of Tashkent on 21st of March, rejoicing and celebrating Nowruz. People generally wear traditional Uzbek clothes on this day and visit their family and relatives, particularly the elders of the family. Other minorities in Russia, such as the Tatars, also celebrate Nowruz. The cooking of samanu is very important for the Uzbek people, and special ceremonies are observed when cooking samanu for Nowruz celebrations. The Uzbek people also gather around the hafsin table or hafsin spread as the clock ushers in the new year. They also give gifts and money to children and young people. Well, dear listeners, we've come to the end of our program today. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless you all.